Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm privileged to be joined by Perry Mayor John Andorf, and we are discussing last night's Perry City Council meeting. So, John, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for inviting me.
So we have you in here today because City Administrator Sven Peterson is gone this week. So we thank you very much for coming out and talking about the City Council meeting with us today. And we wanted to start with something to deal with the Parks and Recreation Department, which seemingly all of last night's discussions were about the Parks and Rec, but starting with the McCreary Center roof. So what can you tell me about what was discussed as far as the roof is concerned?
We discussed spending some additional money to pay for some additional maintenance on the roof, that they found some damage that needed to be repaired after they got into the roof project. But that project's now completed. We believe the roof's in good repair. It's been a problem for many years with leaking flat roofs, as we all know, are traditionally a problem. And I believe this roof is guaranteed for a number of years to come, so we should no longer have any problems with that roof. It had some leaks in the most recent rain, but now those are repaired also.
That's wrapped up now, so you don't really even have to touch the roof for maybe 10 more years or
so? I think 10 years. As you know, Joe, we've been working on some infrastructure in the McCreary building for some time to get things in shape. New boilers and pool repairs, and lots has been going on out there. It's not all done yet, unfortunately, but it's going to continue for a while. Then once that is done, we want to really increase more programming ideas and along with that and really beef that building up. That building's, I think, about 30 years old, and just like our own house, after 30 years, it needs some work. But we're working on that, and we've made a lot of progress already.
All right, so kind of sticking with the McCreary Center theme, it wasn't actually discussed last night, but last week there was an open house for the McCreary Center and Parks and Trails master planning that seemed like it was pretty well attended.
Yes, it was. As you know, we had a survey that was designed by an Iowa State class, and the open house was built upon the survey results. Perry citizens were invited and encouraged to complete the survey in respect to what they wanted for the McCreary Center and Parks and Recs, and especially our parks. And I think they had about 900 responses, I believe, if memory serves me correctly. And that was a good response for most surveys in terms of percent. So yes, we did have a good turnout. What happened last week, if you weren't there, was that we had displays in terms of what the input was, in terms of what people wanted to see at each of our parks, the McCreary building itself, and what they wanted to see for future development. The most popular item was an outdoor pool or aquatic center, if you will. There seemed to be lots of support for that. And it all goes together with the McCreary Center in terms of what we're trying to do to improve the facility and programming. So it was well received, as you indicated, Joe. There was a good turnout and lots of interest in what happened. And the Iowa State class and the professor were encouraged by the amount of people that did respond to the survey. It went well, I think. Now the true test comes on what we can do. We do plan to build on it and continue forward.
All right, yes, very exciting, and we'll definitely keep an eye on the progress of that moving forward. Now, keeping with the Parks and Rec theme, more on the park side of it, an item was approved last night that had to deal with a REAP grant, that's Resource Enhancement and Protection, for a portion of Patti Park. So what can you tell me about this grant and what it's going to go for?
This grant was approved for the wetland area. It's a little too wet out there. What we're going to do is maintain the stormwater and protect that pond and work on getting that straightened out. And then what we want to do for the future is develop that area further down the road a little bit and make it more of a nature trail, nature area that the citizens of Perry can enjoy. But right now we need to dry it up a little bit and also help control the pond out there to maintain the water in there.
All right, so yeah, that's by the soccer complex.
By the soccer complex, correct.
All right. It was a $100,000 grant with some matching funds.
Yes, so that's $57,000 matching funds, I believe, yes. And the city will be acquiring, I believe it's 20 acres of property to maintain that. So that'll give us, again, some area to develop for future use too.
All right. Now, one last thing to discuss with the Parks and Recreation side that was approved last night is the Senior Fellowship Fund. This seems like a pretty good program that the Rec Center is going to have going.
Yes, it's been ongoing for some time. I'm not sure how many years, but it's been going on for some time. It's a program every Wednesday, typically, that seniors come to, and for a small fee, they get a meal and some socialization, and there's usually a program attached to each meeting. It's very popular, and typically the number of attendees at each Wednesday luncheon are from about 60 to 70, I believe we were told last night. And what's going to happen is the city's going to take over the management in terms of managing the funds and just kind of clean that up to help with, not that there's been any real problem with the management of the funds, but just to meet auditing standards and just to protect the expenditures. So nothing's really going to change with the program itself. The same board's going to manage the meals, and we're still going to have great Wednesday meals and continue on as we have, but we just needed to have some management under the city to keep it operational, to keep it going forward, because the concern was that if we didn't do that, we may not be able to continue it, and nobody wants that, especially those attendees.
All right. A few more things to talk about here. There was an action item that was setting a public hearing, but the public hearing will be at the next meeting. That's for the airport project. We'll talk about it more later, I'm sure, but what can you tell me just about setting the public hearing and what people can expect at that hearing?
Basically, we'll go over some information about what's going to happen with the airport in a nutshell, if you will. It's going to involve some extension of the runway and some improvements at the airport that we feel like are needed. The airport, we see it as a valuable part of the community in terms of serving the industry that is already here and also trying to recruit additional industry. So we feel like the runway needs to be increased, and then some additional improvements is what's going to be essentially the result of the expenditure if we make that.
All right, one last thing to talk about here. I just wanted to get kind of your thoughts on the year. We'll talk about it more towards the end of the month, but just your initial thoughts on how 2018 went, you know, your first year as mayor.
It's been exciting my first year as mayor to be part of what's happening in Perry. You know, not only on the city front, we've made some great improvements with some infrastructure plans, and we continue to encourage housing development, and we've seen a lot of that. We've got our spec building, which we haven't got rented out yet in the industrial park, but that's going to happen. And there's just been a lot of good things happening. I will put together an end-of-the-year compilation of things that have happened in the city. But the city of Perry has been redesignated again as one of Iowa Great Places. And that's not only a great moniker to have, but it also gives us an opportunity to get some grants and work on that. You know, we've got our art downtown that really attracts people. There's just been a lot of things in the city that the city and the community have worked together on to improve Perry. And it's great to walk around the city and also go to events like Art in the Prairie, for example, and hear the wonderful comments that I do hear about Perry and what's going on for development in Perry. So it's just exciting to be a part of Perry right now, I think.
Absolutely. Well, Perry Mayor John Andorf, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Yes, just Merry Christmas and happy holiday season to each of you.
All right, well, to you as well, and thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with John Andorf. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.